USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden confirmed his plan to abolish the entire U.S. oil industry. That means no fracking, no jobs, no energy for Pennsylvania families, Texas, all the other places.
President Trump in Allentown, Pennsylvania, his first of three stops across the battleground state on Monday. Vice President Mike Pence campaigning in Minnesota. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden called a lid, which in essence means no public events on Monday. There's a report that the coronavirus vaccine being developed by Oxford University and AstraZeneca is producing a similar immune response in both older and younger adults. AstraZeneca telling Reuters that the adverse side effects among elderly people are lower. The vaccine the British pharmaceutical giant and Oxford are developing is believed to be the front runner for approval from regulators. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Senate is poised to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court on what is expected to be a largely partisan vote Monday night, with no Democrats committing to voting in favor of President Trump's nominee. Republican states have generally handled the economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic much better than Democratic states based on unemployment data. Of the 10 states with the lowest unemployment in September, 9 went for President Trump in 2016. Of the 10 states with the highest unemployment rate, 9 went for Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton that year. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow tells Fox News the entire country is beginning to rebound after the virus.
We are in a strong V-shaped recovery from the pandemic contraction. That's a very important point. We're going to get a big GDP number. I believe it'll be out Thursday. We have a lot of momentum, not only from the third quarter, but spilling into the fourth quarter.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Crews are continuing to fight two historic wildfires in Colorado. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has more on the story.
Thousands have been evacuated from the path of Colorado's second largest wildfire. The entire town of Estes Park, with its 6,400 residents and nearby communities, were ordered to leave Sunday as high winds stoked the East Troublesome Fire, which had already burned more than 188,000 acres. Colorado resident Tom Atkinson tells USA Radio News about the carnage left behind in the wake of the fires.
I've seen houses on one side of the road completely intact and standing. And then the opposite side of the road, all you see is a chimney, metal roofing that was left from the fire, cars, shells. It's catastrophic.
Folks across the country are fed up with mask mandates and holding rallies across the nation. In Utah, folks who oppose making face mask coverings mandatory are making their feelings known in Salt Lake City. Protesters like Jacob Isabel say that mask orders that went into effect last week are more than inconvenient.
It is completely illegal. The state mandated from Governor Herbert and even different counties who have made lockdown orders and tried to make it enforceable by fines. That's illegal. Let people choose for themselves.
That audio courtesy of KSL TV 5 in Salt Lake City. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.